Welcome to Who With This On, Season 8, Episode 10, where we watch The Family Stallone, and it's time for a training montage. I'm Chris Lorenz.
This makes me want to go to Italy and eat blocks of cheese all day. This is Brian.
Yo, Adrian! This is Noah.
I don't have a quote. This is Demolition Max.
Those are all quotes. I stole your quote.
Yeah, that was like the best line of the show.
I thought I had another quote, the people throwing acid on you in New York City.
That's pretty good.
That was kind of ridiculous.
Or I know the person who was buried in that wine.
All right, those are quotes from this week's show. But last week we had a poll on Twitter at Hooper This On, and we watched Deal or No Deal Island. We're trying to figure out what you guys thought. And you guys, big bottom third week for the audience this week. Bottom third show. I guess people did not like Deal or No Deal on an island.
Yeah, terrible.
I think that shows great taste on our watcher or listeners' part.
I do have more to say about this, but we'll talk more about that at the end. Noah, what was the show we watched this week?
Following Sylvester Stallone with his wife and daughters in the direct access to their daily life, the famous Stallone family returns with some big news. They're moving! And with everyone going their separate ways, staying connected is now more important than ever. That's The Family Stallone on Paramount Plus.
Thank you, No Singer. I don't know why I said that. But yeah, so this show is pretty... We watched season 2, episode 1, just as an aside, on Paramount Plus, and it's pretty much the Kardashians show. It's Kardashians, but now Stallone's kids with Stallone.
Yeah.
I've never once thought about the Stallone brood in my life.
No, I agree. Sylvester, sure. Sly.
Yeah, so the plot lines of this episode are they talk about moving to Florida. One of Stallone's daughters has a boyfriend, and they go and do self-defense training, which was pretty much the only storyline in this episode, really. Mm-hmm.
The boyfriend wanted the house, but her parents are selling it, supposedly.
Yeah, we'll get to the minutiae. Henry Winkler, there was a Henry Winkler segment.
Yeah, there's a John Lovitz segment. Yeah. I'm shocked.
Yeah,
it's
great. I thought Mel Gibson was the other person there, but they didn't show him at all. I'm like, oh no, that's just
it was his brother, Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
Frankston.
All right, let's talk about all the people on the show. Why not? Let's just do it. So we got Sly. Sylvester Stallone calls himself. Everyone calls him Sly.
His kids pretty call cool. him Sly.
Yeah,
that's weird true.
Thing. That's weird.
I didn't even think about that.
She mentioned it once.
You know, there are some families where you just call your parents by their name instead of mom and dad, and that's weird to me, but whatever, you do you.
Yeah.
I think now, being in my mid to late 30s, I could call my parents by their real names. I could do it.
You could. It's still weird.
I think it's a little weird to call them mom and dad. I get it. But I also think... Yeah.
You think it's weird to call them mom and dad?
That's not weird.
It's weird.
It's weird to not call them that.
Agree.
I don't know. It's just like you introduce them, and then you don't introduce them as mom and dad. You're like, here's Bob and Sarah, my parents.
You could also say, here's my mom X and dad Y.
Yes, okay. That is usually what happens. Yes.
Here's an interesting thing about English, though. Like, when I talk about my grandpa, because at some point I had two grandpas, I talk about, oh, my grandpa Jack. Maybe we have to be like, oh, my mom Pam.
Yeah, that's also appropriate.
But nobody says that. That's especially weird.
My mom, Pam?
Yeah.
Well, they introduced people like that.
Yeah.
I just think it's like now that I'm like engaged and about to have like in-laws, it's like it would be really weird for me to call them mom and dad.
Yeah, no, that's it's like weird. That's really normal.
That's different. That's different.
I mean, I'm just saying, I understand. I understand it's different, and I understand it's not, but I think about it. I think about it when I call, sometimes when I call my parents mom and dad now, I'm just like, obviously I'm not calling them by their real names, but like, I could. I feel like there's like, it could be normalized that at some point you just start calling them. But then when you have kids, they're not mom and dad anymore. They're grandpa and grandma. Like, their names change.
I get it. I don't think it's going to be normalized. I think you can be on your own island.
No, Chris, that's not true. If you're talking to Christina, you don't say, let's go see grandma.
I'm just saying that they can have multiple names.
Yeah.
Who else
is in this family? No, yeah, hit it, Noah.
Take it away. So for your spouse, calling their parents mom and dad, I get why some people do it. I think it's very weird because then it makes your spouse your sibling.
Yeah, that's hot.
I mean, right? that's what they're called.
It's too hot. They're
like your stepbrother. It's like your brother-in-law. It's like your brother-in-law. And like your sister, like he's technically a brother and an uncle. He's not an uncle-in-law. He's an uncle. Like he's like.
I'm just saying, calling it your spouse, like mom and.
All right. Let's get back to the story. We didn't even talk about Sly at all, but we can move on. We got Jennifer. It's Sly's wife.
Yeah, Jennifer Slavin. Or flat. I don't want to say her name. But.
Since 1997, I think they've been married.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Apparently, good for them. They've broken up a couple times. As late as last year, they broke up. Or 2022, they broke up for like a month.
Yeah.
Damn. Maybe we should have watched season one.
I don't know. This was fine. And then apparently he cheated on her before they got married.
Ooh.
And they broke up for a while. Very interesting. And then we've got Sophia, which is the oldest daughter. She lives in New York with her middle daughter, Sistine.
Sistine.
They have a podcast together, which I thought was fun.
Oh, are we doing a collab with them?
Yeah, you reach out to them and we'll do a collab.
But you're like the face of the pod. I feel like, you know.
But you're the social media manager. Everyone knows this.
I manage the corner.
No, you're the social media manager. Brian, everyone knows this, right?
I don't even have access to our social creds. I don't even know how to access our Twitter handle.
Well, that shows you how good our social media manager is. Not even asking for the creds.
Just gets done. Yeah, I got to delegate.
We would fire you, but we don't really have any better lined up, and we need you to do your job.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Anyway, okay, so I'll work on connecting with Sistine and Sophia.
Yeah, and then we've got Scarlett, which is the youngest. She's going to college, and she has a boyfriend named Louise. Then there is Frank, the brother, which Frank? I think they did a really poor job of introducing Frank in this episode.
Yeah. Tell me what Frank had to say, what the edit gave him.
He farted.
I have no idea.
He farted at dinner.
He said he would date somebody only up to 30 years old.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's like,
that's 70s. That's no good.
I definitely didn't hear that.
They were talking, and he's like, I'll date someone up to 30.
That's interesting because in the next episode, they introduce somebody for him to go out with.
Oh, so you watch the next episode.
So Frank, as of today, is 73 years old.
Is he dating anyone?
I can't confirm that at the moment, but I'm just saying, even if they're 30, that's quite a gap.
You know, somebody's getting something out of that relationship, okay? If Frank's got money, you know, some people might consider it worth it.
Does Frank have money?
I don't know, but he does have...
I do have some info about Frank's career. Frank appeared in and was included on the film soundtrack album for Staying Alive, the sequel to Saturday Night Fever, which apparently exists.
I've actually heard of that, but I haven't seen either of those movies.
So Frank is hustling. He has almost 300,000 Instagram followers. Like, he's doing work.
Yeah. So yeah, you get that inheritance. You get that 300,000 follower account.
Yeah. Yeah. He's doing something. I can't say I was familiar with him, but...
He apparently was also on a sitcom with, get this, Don Swayze and Joey Travolta, a.k.a., like, related people to famous people, but not famous themselves.
Could be on that. What's that reality show we've been fame. Watching?
Claim to Fame.
Claim to Fame, yeah.
Yeah. There's also, in other news, Sylvester Stallone has two sons.
Yeah, not Sage.
So we have Sage, which unfortunately he passed away in 2012 with heart disease.
Yikes.
He was in Rocky V, and he was in Daylight, I think is the name of the movie, where it's Sylvester Stallone, and they're in like a tunnel. The tunnel collapses.
Man.
And then he's got another son called, I think it's Sergio. It's spelled weird. He apparently has autism and is kept out of the limelight. But Sly put some money toward autism foundations.
That's great. So just to go back to Frank. Frank is working on a biographical documentary about himself.
Cool.
It's called Stallone. Frank, that is. It's an inside look into the fascinating life, career, and survival of the most unknown famous entertainer in Hollywood.
No, he got me there.
I gotta say, Frank seems like a hustler. Like in a good way, you know. Like he's just like is out there making product, making work, making money.
I mean, why wouldn't you just call it Stallone? Get everyone to show up thinking it's Sylvester.
Well, the movie poster, it's like big font Stallone, and then the smaller font Frank. That is.
So he knows. He knows. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah. Like that's what I mean. He's playing the game, like, and he's doing it really well. You know, gotta give him credit.
Yeah. So the big thing that happens is the two older daughters come to L.A. to film the show, essentially, and Sly and Jennifer make it seem like this is the first time anyone has heard, but they make an announcement saying they're going to move to Florida. Right. Like no one knows they're moving to Florida. Like all of them, this is the problem. Yeah. All of them know. But then the youngest daughter makes it like she seems a storyline where she's really upset because she wanted the house when they die, which you know, or to raise her family in, which you know, maybe they're not dead yet at that point. But we looked up how much this house is worth. Or how much it sold for. And in October of 2023, this house sold for $17 million.
Not bad. I mean,
apparently he lost $1 million on this house.
I don't buy that for a second. That's some like tax bullshit. He's had this for years, right?
I don't know.
Check the fucking Redfin.
He's also really rich.
That was my fiance. She looked it up. I didn't look it up. I don't have it on my phone.
I mean, so one of the kids was like, yeah.
Sly is worth $400 million, which I think is probably right. Right? Like, he's built Rocky up. He's been a ton. Like, he's been A-list for a long time. Enterprise, $17 million. Like, I actually thought their primary house would be a little bit more.
Like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I agree with you. Sylvester Stallone has a lot of money. Like, he's made Rocky and Rambo. He owns the copy. Like, those are his babies. He owns all the residuals, everything.
Yeah. Like, he deserves to be well paid, and he is. And yeah, like, $17 million, obviously, is not a cheap house by any imagination. But, like, at that level of wealth to be your primary family home, I would have guessed, like, 25 plus.
I mean, once you're at $17 million, how many. Like, there aren't that many houses above $17 million.
I don't know.
Like, you're talking real estate, real estates at that point. Like, this is a house.
Yeah.
In the middle of LA somewhere. Like.
Yeah.
You're talking, you know, multiple buildings and.
Here we go.
Him.
Adele buys Sylvester Stallone's Beverly Park mansion for $58 million.
Nice.
I was told false information.
This sounds more likely. $58 million.
Yeah. I've been proven wrong.
Well, it's interesting. So he seemed to have multiple homes in Los Angeles. So in February 2022, we got the $58 million.
Sure.
But then he had a equestrian home outside LA for $17 million. Now, this equestrian home is humongous.
Sorry, what is an equestrian home? Like, I know it means relating to horses, but.
Yeah, it's a horse house.
It's unclear.
No humans are allowed.
I don't see any stables. Maybe on the side, but like it just looks like a very big normal house.
So they filmed this in the regular house?
Unclear.
You know, I'm kind of over the real estate. What else goes on in this? Yeah. Oh, honestly, I'm shocked they actually moved. I thought this was a fake storyline they made for this
one episode. I also thought this was fake.
I was going to ask if this scene's fake. But yeah.
Because like at the end of the episode he's like, oh, maybe but Florida sucks and we don't have friends there, and here I can hang out with John Lovitz, maybe we shouldn't. Well, so
it's not clear where they moved to, but they sold their house.
Maybe they just moved into a smaller place in LA because they don't have five kids anymore,
maybe. But also seemed Florida. Really, yeah, it seemed weird because like it seemed like Jennifer wants to move to Florida, but like they don't sell it. They're like, we don't know anybody. It's going to be lonely. Their kids are in New York. Like, it gets to be like, why are you moving there? Like, why not move to New York, you know? Or, hey, why not have all your houses? Because you're rich as fuck, you know? Like,
oh, Christina sent me take a look inside the Palm Beach property purchased by Sylvester Stallone.
Ooh.
So, he moved to Palm Beach.
Palm Beach!
Bummer.
But yeah, I put on the second episode, and then Christina put on the third episode, and they were still talking about moving to Florida. I'm like, okay, it's not happening. Then she looked it up, and they did. So
that's crazy. Yeah, that's nuts.
The other thing that happens in this episode is that they go to self-defense training. With five crazy looking dudes that did a pretty good job showing like these guys off in like a very fun way. And they do like they have to chase a chicken. They do a lot of references to Rambo and Rocky.
Just Rocky, I think, right? I don't think there was Rambo.
There was Rambolinas was referenced. So suck it, bitch. There was a training montage That was pretty good. I don't know. Actually, the training montage wasn't good. Just the idea of the training montage was a good idea.
I thought it was great. I thought the idea of it was great. It was executed well. They had the right song. I thought it was very well done.
Brian, come in here. Brian.
I thought the training montage was the most interesting part. It was everything else. I could not believe that they were just doing this. And we were just hanging out talking about rolling and counting turns. What do
you
mean?
Sly was there with the stogie, you know, watching his daughters, you know, learn how to kick butt. What's more to like?
I guess that's fair. He was recording like any parent, like at a kid's concert.
Basically, I mean, the only thing that was a little weird is it's unclear how much his daughters are hitting on these guys and these guys are hitting on his daughters.
I mean, that was made up, but I don't know.
Yeah, the editors just put some, you know, sensual music in.
It was fine. It was something to do. This is where you really get the Kardashians vibe, because it's like, we need to film something. What can we film? Oh, let's go do some defense training and play it.
Is that what they do on the Kardashians? I don't really watch it.
We watched the one episode. Were you there for that?
Yeah, yeah, I had the one episode, but I mean, it's like, how many Kardashian episodes have there been? I can't, you know, I don't know.
There's like a million.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, so I haven't watched that many out of a million.
The show definitely seems like it's a vehicle for Sophia and Sistine. Like, it definitely seems to focus on them, those two and Jennifer. Like, Sly is like, you want to do this reality show? Like, he's with 400 million. What does he need to do a reality show for? He doesn't need to do shit.
Well, I think, like, it's a way for his kids to have, like, their own businesses, right? If anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a vehicle for them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's right. Definitely the vehicle.
And then there's this like Henry Winkler segment. It's like, this must be a recurring bit on the show where he sits down with like a friend, like celebrity friend, and like has a story about them.
And he seems to always go to the same pizzeria.
Cause there was, who's the other celebrity there?
John Lovitz.
No, not this episode, but before.
Oh, fuck.
Dolph Lundgren? Dolph?
Yeah, Dolph was there. Oh, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they filmed the same segment with different people in the same spot. So they had like some story about Henry Winkler, and they did a movie together, and then he like saved him when he moved to L.A. at some point. I don't know.
Like 50 years ago, they're apparently old friends. That's cool.
Are they old friends?
I'd buy it.
I buy it too. Like people like John Lovitz or Henry Winkler, they're not coming on the show to make money. They're coming on it because Sly's like, hey guys, do me a favor. I need an hour. Like, just come out here. I'll buy you lunch.
Like, come out for lunch. Be on my show.
Yeah, it definitely goes down like that. No way this is anything more
like people, sure.
You know?
And that's the end of the episode. That's pretty much it.
A blessedly short episode.
Yeah, yeah. We've, for longtime listeners and followers, you may know, like, past several weeks, we've done hour-long TV show watching.
And, slogs.
And maybe it's an hour and a half even sometimes. Yeah, it builds up. Like a deal, no deal island, no bueno. No bueno in that first episode. And we did good this week. Half hour, it felt tight, it felt good. You know, some might say it felt like a montage.
All right, who's the worst human being? Anyone have any contenders?
Could it be Stallone and Jennifer for not talking about their move with their family?
if we take them at their face value.
True.
I'll say, you know, Sly didn't seem to like the production crew. Or, man, not like, but he goes over to show how there's like 10 people in his house. There's like multiple cameras, the producer, the sound guy. So I'll take Sly's view on this. I'll say one of those people.
I'm going to go with Henry Winkler. I will not be explaining further.
What about John Lovitz for getting some screen, some airtime, but no, nothing.
No talking credits. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. He just sat.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
I'm just going to go. How
many people do you think actually knew him?
I'm going to go with Sly for not like shouting out autism at all. Like, I understand you don't want the son to be on the show, but like, it could be like at the end, like some sort of autism foundation thing could pop up, you know? It doesn't have to be much.
I mean, maybe he talks about it in season one.
It's true. That, I got nothing. I got nothing. We got some drinking rules. Noah, what do you got for me?
Every time someone says Stallone, take a small sip.
Stallone or Sly?
Stallone, specifically.
Brian?
Every time you see boxing gloves, drink.
Max, you got one?
Every time you physically jolt away from the screen due to plastic surgery, take a shot.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that. There's a lot of plastic surgery.
Like, every time the girls are hitting on somebody, take a drink.
Every time the girls are hitting on someone, just say yes.
The other big storyline that comes up is like the granddaughter. Like the mom wants grandkids. I think this was more in the second episode, but they like constantly talk about it. So anytime they talk about grandkids, take a drink.
Anytime they talk about some form of violence, it could be mild violence, just like punching, hitting, self-defense. It could be aggressive violence, like stabbing, shooting. Take a shot.
No, here's when you take a shot. When any of the kids calls Sylvester Sly, take a shot.
I'd say take a slug when you hear Sly. A slug for Sly.
Yep. All right. Would the show be better as a TikTok or Quibi? Max?
You know what? I'll go with yeah. I'll say, okay, have you ever seen, who directed Killers of the Flower Moon? What's his name?
The famous guy. The New York guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy who did Gangs in New York and...
Let me Google.
Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, that's Scorsese. His kid just like TikToks with him here and there, and they're like little one-minute videos, and they're fucking delightful. And I think that would... Yeah, it may be his daughter. I'm not actually sure. Anyway, yeah, she's young. Anyway,
you mean the wife? Yeah, that's his wife.
I would take little one-minute clips of Stallone... You know, I think that could be okay. So I'll go with yes, it could be better as a Quibi.
That would be a TikTok.
Whatever.
Everyone, the only people that know what Quibis are us. That's it.
We're keeping it alive.
We're keeping it alive.
I mean, well, does Sly have this? I wouldn't be surprised. He's already got that game going with one of his daughters.
Oh, I'm sure. These people are podcasting. One of the things in one of the next episodes is like she's claimed that she went on a different date each night of the week, and I'm like, that's exhausting. How could you do that with a different guy? Right. That'd be tough.
She's on it. She's got to make that content, man.
And then I realized, oh, she doesn't have a job, so like, why not? Why not go on a date every night then? Like, it doesn't matter.
Even if you have a job, she's living her life.
It just seems exhausting, like emotionally. to go on a different date with a different guy every night? I don't think you're giving these people a good shit. You're not giving them a good, like, good faith. You're not giving your emotional all at that point. Like, you're there for, like, dinner.
If it's a first date, should you be giving it your emotional all?
You gotta be emotionally open.
First Brian, date?
Yeah, you can't just be, like, closed.
I don't know. First date, I think you don't want to be emotionally open.
You gotta be emotionally willing to be in a relationship with somebody.
Sorry, Noah, what? That's, like, kind of the whole point.
On a first date? No, I think you should be...
Maybe give him a little hint. You should be
emotionally available, not emotionally open.
I'm just saying that you can't... Like, it takes an emotional toll, I think, to go on these dates every day. You're not going to be emotionally available to do anything on, like, the fifth day.
I know what you mean. I disagree, but I know what you mean.
I mean, maybe some people are more emotional extroverts than I am, as, like, mostly an introvert or, like, semi-introvert here. Mm-hmm. Like, it takes a lot out of me to, like, go out.
I can see that. Yeah, I mean, I very much get it. I do think there's, like, that intensity you put in. And realistically, if you have a great date on number 2 out of 5, you're probably canceling the rest or calling it in on the rest. You know, because, like, you're thinking about the other person.
Yeah, you're calling it in. You're not emotionally available. All right.
I agree with that.
We have a new question here. Not new, but like it's newish. What speed did Max watch this episode at?
1.0.
Whoa. Wow.
It's really engaging, guys.
20 minutes, 1.0.
Yeah.
You're not gonna get those 20 minutes back, Max.
I'm not.
You should have really 1.5 these for sure.
Damn.
Brian. What did you love about this show?
Sylvester Stallone is a very fun person, and I like when we actually have shows that are just fun. Like, there's, like, no drama, really. It's just, okay, here's some enjoyment. So I will go with that.
Noah, what do you love about this show?
I'm going to go similar to Brian. Like, it's a very lighthearted show. They don't take themselves seriously. Like, even when his girls are hitting on these guys or pretend to be hitting or whatever, he's like, you know, he doesn't be like, hey, get off my girl. You know, like, it's just very lighthearted. And I think it comes out very well as content to watch.
Max, what do you love about this show?
People are charismatic, question mark? I don't know. I didn't love a whole lot.
But 1.0?
Yeah.
The slice of life family style was pretty good. I thought that in terms of, like, did I love it? No. But the lightheartedness, the, like, I feel like it was all positive. There wasn't really anything negative. So that's what I loved about the show.
I need to relitigate something. We talked about who's the worst human being. We didn't catch us. We spoke about it briefly. The plastic surgeon, the family plastic surgeon.
Oh yeah, that's
worst human being.
Yeah. I mean the lip fillers is.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of, like, it's just like it doesn't look as good as I think it should be.
We could also relitigate the worst human being because you guys said that Frank will only date people under 30 or people in their 30s.
Yeah, I think he was joking.
Okay. I didn't hear it, so I didn't know the, like, connotations.
Mm. Yeah.
Max, did you have something to say?
Yeah, Chris. I gotta ask, did you ever watch more than one episode of the D'Amelio show?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm shocked by that.
The D'Amelio show?
Yeah.
Well, you can listen to that podcast, but
I think that's a close analog to this show.
That's a great point. It's definitely, I don't know where it falls in like the mother child father grandfather relationship, but I agree that this is like a mother husband sister brother thing.
The D'Amelio show is definitely about like a young person dealing with fame. This show has nothing to do with that.
No,
this
it's is about like an old person dealing with fame.
It's really just like, that's like you're reading a book about like life, and this is like you're at the amusement park and you're like, hey, look at this, you know, Tilt-A-Whirl, or like, this is, you know, we're just at an amusement park, we're having fun. I thought that show was pretty serious about, you know, mental health and trying to be a TikTok star, which probably pretty fleeting. And what you can do, go from that. Like, I thought that show was pretty enjoyable. At least season one was. I did not watch season two. All right. So let's do ratings. We do a stack ranking system between top, middle, and bottom third. And some people stack rank in their stack ranks. Brian, what's your rating compared to other reality shows?
I'm going to go bottom of the middle. This show is short enough and sweet enough that I could easily see putting this on in the background. But I'm probably going to opt for something better. So,
Max, what do you got for me?
If this show were longer, it would be in the bottom third, but it's not. So middle third, bottom of the middle. It's fine. It's whatever.
Noah, what do you got for me?
Kind of similar, but I don't know. There's something quite enjoyable about the show. Like, it didn't leave a bad taste in my mouth where I find other shows that are like middle, bottom of the middle, like it's starting to leave a bad taste. There's no bad taste. So middle, top of the middle. It's a very solid show. I'd recommend it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with middle. I don't know. Could be top. Like, it's fine. Like, it's positive. I like positivity. So, but I just don't really care. Like, why do I care about these people? I don't. So,
right. I think in the era of streaming, this show has no chance. Like, it's just like, it's too niche. In the era of linear TV, you'd easily put this on. Like, it's solid content.
I just don't think they're all that interesting of people. Like, there's no good people watching in this show. There's just, like, goody two-shoes people, like, living their lives. And, like, that's fine. So that's why I'm going to go with middle third. And that's what you got for me, middle third. So tell us what you thought about this show on Twitter or X or whatever Elon wants to call it now, at Who Put This On. And now we'll do some shout-outs. And then we'll talk about what we're watching next week. So I don't know why I did it. I did it for you guys. I did it for the audience, but I popped on some more Deal or No Deal Island. And at this point, I'm kind of like hate watching the show. Cause it's kind of funny to me how serious the show is. Cause, and how like the strategy is, and like, there's like only so much control you can have in this show. And how everyone is just towing the line with Boss and Rob. And it's so like, how are you not kicking Boss Rob off the first chance you get? And why are you aligned with Boss? Or like, don't align with Boss. What are you doing? And it's got some good people watching because people are so excited to play Deal or No Deal. And you're like,
yeah, they're excited about
that. It's so a short Deal or No Deal. Chris, I also checked out episode 2, and I will say it is better.
But episode 3, they just get so serious about this strategy of kicking the old woman off, and it's like, come on, guys. What are you doing here? What's the strategy here? Why are you trying to kick her off? Strategy? Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like they take it so seriously. So that's my shout-out this week. Brian, you have a shout-out this week?
Finished Love is Blind, the latest season. It is a real fire that I don't know how much worse it can get, but Netflix will surprise me probably.
Max, you got a shout out this week?
Dune 2 was very good.
No spoilers. I haven't seen it yet. Noah, any shout outs this week?
I am going to shout out. I've continued to watch Love in Translation. I'm going to finish it. It's continues to be entertaining. There's a guy on the show. It's just so painful to watch and try to talk to these women. That's my shout out.
All right. Not a lot of great shout outs this week. So for next week, we haven't really talked about it, but I put up a couple of suggestions.
We've been threatening to do The Curse of Oak Island for like 3 years.
I like staying on the new stuff. You know, I like you get to ride. We're
doing a lot of new stuff. If you want to do new stuff, there's Love for the Ages, which no one's ever heard of. But
three middle-aged couples at a crossroads in their marriages get the chance to turn back time and swap their current spouses for much younger partners, allowing them to see what life could be like before deciding to either return to their marriages or legally split. This is literally Temptation Islands. Except they're middle-aged.
We've done a lot of love shows, so I was trying to like get us away from a love show. But like 90 Day the Single Life has new episodes on right now. There's Little People, Big World.
There's a show called For the Love of Dilfs.
Wow, are you on it?
I'm trying to find out what it's about. It seems like it stars.
What do you think it's about, Noah?
Two groups of gay men at different phases of their life compete for love.
Okay.
For some reason, with that description, it stars Stormy Daniels, the Trump person.
So she's the host.
Unclear what she has to do with two groups of gay men at different phases of their lives competing for love.
All right, Brian, what do you think we should do?
There was also a suggestion for Game Changers, if we want something funny.
Is that a game show or...
So I received it is a game show. I received a recommendation for it tonight from somebody who compared it to Taskmaster.
Yeah, I see this.
Can we watch singular. It?
I've seen this
Can
a lot.
Can we watch it?
Unclear. It's on some thing I've never heard of called Dropout.
Yeah, that's College Humor.
Oh my god! You know what? I'm not sure we'll be able to decide today, but.
All right. Well, try to look at the show description.
We can watch it. We can watch it. You got to do a free trial.
You can watch it. Okay.
Of Game Changers?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're doing it. Doing Game Changers. We'll tell you the episode in the show description. Look for it.
You we can got find one, us one. No, here. No, we can do one. It's 25 minutes. Dropout.tv. You get a free trial. Come watch it.
Okay. All right, there you go. Tell us what you thought about this show at Who Put This On. You can find us on Facebook.com/WhoPutThisOn. Email us questions, suggestions at WhoPutThisOn@gmail.com. We'll see you guys next time.